What about PD-L1 levels?
Yeah, so you know, in melanoma, we don't test for it. It's not part of the FDA approvals, and there is no standard test. But you know, there's the availability of commercial assays, admittedly. As in every tumor type that you've deliberated on where PD-1 antibodies are approved, yes, there's an association between higher response rate, you know, with PD-L1 positive, and the higher the expression level, the higher the response rate. But the issue in the field has been that melanoma, perhaps more than other tumors, has an appreciable response rate even in the PD-L1 negatives. And that's what's precluded people from embracing the testing. But I think you're getting at the point that, well, what about a BRAF mutant patient? So you know about the BRAF status. Would it change your thinking if you knew that they had a, you know, let's say a 50% likelihood of response versus a 10 to 15% likelihood of response based on PD-L1 testing? And that data exists to discriminate exactly as you're suggesting. The problem is, and this is the point I always make to patients, you know, that data, whether it's with pembrolizumab or nivolumab, comes from clinical trials that used a specific antibody and specific methods for calling positive, negative, and establishing a cut point. We don't have those tests available in practice. I mean, not just at the hospital level, I mean, even at a commercial centralized lab. You can't order the antibody and use the cut point and the method that was used in the trial population to apply to clinical practice. You're using a third-party antibody, and you're getting a report back that doesn't even tell you what they're scoring in terms of, you know, percent positive and what their methodology is.
I want to get back to this long-term thing, but just to divert out a little bit, since we've talked about PD-L1 levels, the one situation that, I mean, for several years seems like you would want to be able to use it, although I don't really hear people talking about it, is trying to decide about whether you're going to use combination immunotherapy or single agent.
Yeah.